Well, my name is Jared Harrington with the Asian Development Bank's Private Sector Development Initiative, and I'm here with the Solomon Islands Register of Companies, Mr. Edwin Saramo, to talk about the current consultation on the Registration of Business Names Bill. So, Mr. Saramo, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
What was the purpose of this review?
The purpose of the review, Jared, is to look at the process for registering business names in this country. We took a look at the current system, and we drew the conclusion that the best way forward for Solomon Islands is to repeal the current Registration of Business Names Act and to have a new one.
Okay, and why was this review necessary?
Well, basically, the main reason I think is that it is outdated and does not reflect the needs of Solomon Islands as a developing economy. For example, if you want to, under the present system, if you want to register a company and you are in the provinces, what you must do is to travel over to Honiara and then wait 2 to 4 weeks before you get your business name registered. It costs money and time, and the cost, I think, is too high.
I understand that in the past there was a reform to the Companies Act so that system became electronic. Is that something that you'd be thinking about for the registration of business names?
Yes, I think the reform in business in the companies registry was up and running at the end of 2010, I think. And it has been working well for us. And it's that kind of reform, I think, that we are thinking about, that we have in sight, basically with this with the current reform on business names.
Okay, and Mr. Saramo, what will this mean for Solomon Islands business people? So will the Act will be reformed and the system will be upgraded to be electronic, but what will the effect on everyday business people be in the Solomon Islands?
Basically what we have in mind is making streamline the registration procedure for businesses. The result, we hope, is that the process will become much easier and more convenient to use, and from a government point of view, a service on the business names register will be delivered more effectively to the people.
Excellent. And I understand that the current bill is open for public consultation. How can people have their say?
Well, we have organized seminars for people to come and say what's on their mind. We have arranged